Hans Kwok from North Dakota University.
I'm here today to talk about soil salinity and silicity on soil and their impacts on soil hydrologic properties. And the reason I'm doing this research is saline and sodic soils are problematic in North Dakota from soluble salts being contained within the soil parent materials and shallow groundwaters. And the soluble salts change soil hydrologic properties, especially if they're dominant in sodium. And our objective was to determine the change in soil hydrologic properties after saturation with solutions of varying EC and SAR levels. And we used soils ranging from silty clay to sandy loam textures. And there was a Fargo, Port Wing, and Fargo soil mixed with in two different ratios with sand. And the Fargo soil was schmechtite clay dominant, and the other soil had mixed clay mineralogy. And we measured conductivity using the evaporation method with high prop and the constant head method, and we measured the water retention curve with the high prop sensor units and pressure plates and WP4 dew point potentiometer after saturation with the different salt solution treatments. And we fitted the data with Van Genuchten and Derner water retention models. And on the right side of my graph, you can see the water retention and conductivity curves I measured for the silty clay textured soil. And it was the soil that had the largest difference between the solution treatments. And there was a slight increase in water retention, a slight decrease in conductivity at matrix potentials greater than approximately minus 100 centimeters H2O. And then as the soil dried, they came back together. And we noticed a larger difference between the methods we use than the salt treatments themselves. So we fit the different methods and different combinations with one another with the Van Genuchten model. And we found as long as we included the high prop, the fitting methods, the fitting parameters were similar. But then once we removed the high prop, the theta R parameters decreased and the alpha values increased, and this was the largest as salt concentration of the saturating water increased and as sand content of the soils increased. And my conclusion is most of the impacts we found of saline and sodic waters occurred near saturated conditions, and that the fitting parameters were similar as long as we measured the water retention with the high prop sensor units. You can come talk to me at poster 1607 if you have any more questions.
Do you have any questions for Hans?
Because we're thinking that the sodium like just causes dispersion and swelling, which will decrease the size of the pores in the soil slightly more. Whereas like as you add salt concentration, you begin to flocculate particles, which would make more macro pores and larger pores, which would drain in the closer to saturation. And as the soil becomes drier, it's more dependent upon factors like clay content, clay types, and organic matter content, and this which changes the specific surface area of the soil. And the salts cause mostly structural impacts. We measured the saturated hydraulic conductivity, and we had the conductivity values we measured during the evaporation experiments. We've used the Mulam conductivity function when we fit the data. So we fit the water retention and conductivity data simultaneously. To the What did you say?
Have you compared it with the Sergo map data?
The what?
The Sergo map database.
We have not compared it with the Sergo database.
Okay, so if you don't have many more questions, let's give another